Welcome to Interactive Church. The topic of the readings for this meeting is The Sixth Sense. I shall be reading selected passages from the King James Bible and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The hymns are 144, 94, and 175. Isaiah. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Matthew. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. And he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and thine ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Samuel. Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. But the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou calledest me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I. For thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. Revelation. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Spirit God is heard when the senses are silent. Jesus said, referring to spiritual perception, having ears, hear ye not? Mark 8:18. He taught that the material senses shut out truth and its healing power. Neither God nor the perfect man can be discerned by the material senses. The Father in secret is unseen to the physical senses, but he knows all things and rewards according to motives, not according to speech. To enter into the heart of prayer, the door of the erring senses must be closed. Lips must be mute and materialism silent, that man may have audience with spirit, the divine principle, love, which destroys all error. Matter cannot see, feel, hear, taste, nor smell. It is not self-cognizant, cannot feel itself, see itself, nor understand itself. Take away so-called mortal mind, which constitutes matter's supposed selfhood, and matter can take no cognizance of matter. Does that which we call dead ever see, hear, feel, or use any of the physical senses? The material senses originate and support all that is material, untrue, selfish, or debased. They would put soul into soil, life into limbo, and doom all things to decay. They can neither see spirit through the eye, nor hear it through the ear, nor can they feel, taste, or smell spirit. Even the more subtle and misnamed material elements are beyond the cognizance of these senses and are known only by the effects commonly attributed to them. The five material senses testify to truth and error as united in a mind both good and evil. If the five corporeal senses were the medium through which to understand God, then palsy, blindness, and deafness would place man in a terrible situation, where he would be like those having no hope and without God in the world. But as a matter of fact, these calamities often drive mortals to seek and to find a higher sense of happiness and existence. Absorbed in material selfhood, we discern and reflect but faintly the substance of life or mind. The denial of material selfhood aids the discernment of man's spiritual and eternal individuality and destroys the erroneous knowledge gained from matter or through what are termed the material senses. How true it is that whatever is learned through material sense must be lost, because such so-called knowledge is reversed by the spiritual facts of being in science. That which material sense calls intangible is found to be substance. What to material sense seems substance becomes nothingness as the sense dream vanishes and reality appears. The suppositional warfare between truth and error is only the mental conflict between the evidence of the spiritual senses and the testimony of the material senses. And this warfare between the spirit and flesh will settle all questions through faith in and the understanding of divine love. It is ignorance and false belief based on a material sense of things which hides spiritual beauty and goodness. Understanding this, Paul said, neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. It is recorded that Jesus, as he once journeyed with his students, knew their thoughts, read them scientifically. In like manner, he discerned disease and healed the sick. Our master rebuked the lack of this power when he said, O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? Both Jew and Gentile may have had acute corporeal senses, but mortals need spiritual sense. If spiritual sense always guided men, there would grow out of ecstatic moments a higher experience and a better life with more devout self-abnegation and purity. Those instructed in Christian Science have reached the glorious perception that God is the only author of man. The Virgin Mother conceived this idea of God and gave to her ideal the name of Jesus, that is, Joshua or Savior. The illumination of Mary's spiritual sense put to silence material law and its order of generation and brought forth her child by the revelation of truth, demonstrating God as the Father of men. The Holy Ghost, or Divine Spirit, overshadowed the pure sense of the Virgin Mother with a full recognition that being is spirit. The Christ dwelt forever an idea in the bosom of God, the divine principle of the man Jesus. And woman perceived the spiritual idea, though at first faintly developed. Spirit imparts the understanding which uplifts consciousness and leads into all truth. The psalmist saith, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Spiritual sense is a discernment of spiritual good. Understanding is the line of demarcation between the real and unreal. Spiritual understanding unfolds mind, life, truth, and love, and demonstrates the divine sense, giving the spiritual proof of the universe in Christian Science. Spiritual sense is a conscious, constant capacity to understand God. Through spiritual sense, you can discern the heart of divinity and thus begin to comprehend in science the generic term man. Spiritual sense, contradicting the material senses, involves intuition, hope, faith, understanding, fruition, reality, undisturbed amid the jarring testimony of the material senses, science still enthroned is unfolding to mortals the immutable, harmonious, divine principle, is unfolding life and the universe, ever present and eternal. When it is learned that the spiritual sense and not the material conveys the impressions of mind to man, then being will be understood and found to be harmonious. This concludes the readings.